Hello, and welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, filling in for Drew Mello. Joining me today is Gary Porter. He's the Director of Community Relations with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. I know you have a really big drive coming up, but how about you start with telling us a little bit about the food bank and its mission?
The Treasure Coast Food Bank is the only food bank here on the Treasure Coast. We serve four counties, which is St. Lucie, Martin, Okeechobee, and Indian River. We have over 400 partner agencies throughout those four counties that we distribute food to in order to serve the community. So we serve children, seniors, veterans, and families in the community that are struggling with the issue of hunger.
People might not recognize so much that it happens here, but it certainly does.
Yeah, the whole face of hunger has changed tremendously. You know, it's not just the people that are homeless living on the streets. It's families. It's maybe a two-income home that's lost one of those incomes, and they still have the responsibility of paying the mortgage and the electricity and providing the meals and things for their families. So the food bank comes along in those times of need for those particular individuals so that they can focus their financials on taking care of the necessities, and then they can rely on us for their food source.
So you have an event coming up, to a little fundraiser.
We do. We have our National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive. It's the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive we do every year with the letter carriers.
And that makes it very easy for people to give.
It makes food. It tremendously easy. All you have to do is take your bag. They're actually going to provide you with a bag the week before, and you'll simply fill that bag up, put it out by your mailbox on Saturday, May 12th, and the letter carriers will actually come by, pick that food up, and they'll actually bring it to the food bank, and we'll have that to distribute to across the Treasure Coast in our community.
How important of an effort is this to you?
It's very important. Right now, we're kind of going into our slow season, to where we just don't have a lot of food in our food bank. So the food that we receive from this particular day will actually get us through the summer months until we can get back into our typical food drive season, which starts usually September, October. Last year alone, we collected over 200,000 pounds of food on one day, and that provided about 166,000 meals. So it's very, very important that we continue this tradition with the letter carriers.
What do you have a need for?
Really, it's designed for non-perishable food items, canned meats, canned vegetables, peanut butters, really high protein items. We really, you know, why we would love to have a lot of different varieties. We really kind of want everyone to kind of stick with the theme of the non-perishable food items. It's the easiest way for us to get that back out into the community.
So pasta would be okay then?
Pasta would be perfect.
It's not in a can, it's in a box, so it's a little bit...
As long as it doesn't require refrigeration.
Okay, that's non-perishable.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and you're having an event to kick it off.
We are. We're really excited about this. This is our first time doing a celebrity bartender event. It's actually going to be next Wednesday on May 9th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Selfish Brewing Company in downtown Fort Pierce. We have a lot of things lined up. We're going to have some great beers. We're going to have some hors d'oeuvres that are going to be provided by the Treasure Coast Food Bank production facility. And we're going to have some great music from my friend Will Gillet, and then some great celebrity bartenders with our very own executive director Judy Cruz, Julia Bush from Southern Eagle Distributors, Stacy Dunn, the cake lady. Everybody knows Stacy. She's awesome. Dana Trabalsi with All Things Treasure Coast. And then Casey Blair, who's a great partner with us. She's the director of community relations for the St. Lucie Mets. And they've been a tremendous partner here lately with just a lot of great events.
Now, what date is the Stamp Out Hunger again?
Stamp Out Hunger is Saturday, May 12th.
Okay, the day before Mother's Day.
Yes.
Now, if we forget, we miss it, we're out of town, whatever, how can I get what I would have put out to the curb, how can I get that to you?
That's a great question. You can actually continue to put the food out by your mailbox the days after. They will still collect. Or you can take it to one of the local post offices. They're going to have collection bins out front in their lobbies. Or you can drop it by any St. Lucie Battery and Tire location. They're going to have collection bins as well, any WellMed center. So there's lots of opportunities to still donate after the fact.
We've been speaking with Gary Porter. He's the Director of Community Relations with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Admission to the Stamp Out Hunger kickoff celebration on Wednesday is free. It's at the Sailfish Brewery in downtown Fort Pierce from 3 till 6 p.m. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org. This is Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, sitting in for Drew Mello.